Hello, everyone. My name is Ming Zhang. I'm going to talk about optimizing cost and performance in online service provider network. This is a joint work with Zhen Zhang, Charlie Hu from Purdue University, and Albert Greenberg, Ratu Mahajan, and Blake Christian from Microsoft. So today, there are quite a few big online service providers like Microsoft, Google, Yahoo, Amazon. And these online service providers provide a variety of different online services. Those big scale services, including search, online map, email, etc. Because these services are getting more and more popular, these online service providers are going to construct a lot of data centers around the world to scale to a large number of users and also to improve the performance between users and these services. So sometimes these data centers can be interconnected with their either leased or backbone links. And at each location, a data center may peer with multiple ISPs. So when the user requests come, because many of these services are replicated across different data centers, a user request can be redirected to any of these data centers. And when a data center, for example, in this example, if data center one is chosen to serve the user request, it can send a reply back to the user through any of the ISP the data center one peers with at that location. Or alternatively, it must also choose to send a request from a remote data center, in this example, data center three, back to the user if that alternative path is cheaper or offer lower latency. So traffic engineering is a very important problem for OSP network because OSP care about cost and performance of their traffic. So today, large OSP network carry a huge amount of traffic between the user and the OSP network. For example, Google Search serve more than 5 billion queries per month, and Microsoft MSN Messenger offer services to more than 300 million users per month. So the large OSP can see traffic volume exceed 1 petabyte a day. So that will translate to a huge transit cost for the OSP. And another important issue that OSP care about is the performance. Performance directly impacts the user experience, and therefore it also impacts the revenue the OSP receive from providing those services. For example, previous study has shown that a good performance will encourage users to buy more stuff from the shopping website, and it can also affect the advertisement click-through rate. So currently, the current way to traffic engineer traffic through the OSP network is to map a user request to a data center which is geographically closest. So in this way, it minimizes latency between the user and the data center. To serve a request and send a reply back from the data center to the user, an OSP operator typically use BGP to select outgoing paths. Because BGP itself does not carry any performance and cost information, the OSP operator has to be very carefully to choose a path so that it can avoid a path with a very high price or with very poor performance. However, the problem with this manual approach is today there are more than 300,000 prefixes on the internet. And a large OSP can have more than 10 or tens of data centers around the world. If we consider there are, on average, 10 alternative routes for each prefix, that's a very large traffic engineering strategy space to search from. And any manual approach is unlikely to select the optimal solution. And we will show later that this is the case. And even worse, when engineering traffic across the network, you cannot just make a route selection for each prefix independently because there are link capacity constraints along the path. Therefore, if you just independently choose a path for each prefix, you may end up overload certain links in the network or downstream. So there has been a lot of work on traffic engineering in the transit ISP network. The typical objective in a traffic engineering in a transit ISP is to load balance the link. Basically, they wanted to minimize the link utilization. However, because this transit ISP, they don't directly provide a service, to the user. Therefore, they don't really care about the end-to-end performance of those services. Another relevant area is to do route selection for multi-home networks. However, compare the traffic engineering in multi-home network with the traffic engineering in OSP network. The multi-home network usually have a single location at a single site. In an OSP network, as we have seen before, it usually have tons of different locations. This offers a completely new dimension in engineering traffic across the network. Another big distinction is a multi-home network usually have a small number of ISPs, typically like in the number of like 2, 3, 4. But an OSP network, it can have hundreds or even thousands of peering between other ISPs. Therefore, we need a very scalable solution to do traffic engineering. So in this work, we are the first to formulate the traffic engineering problem in our OSP network. And we also are going to introduce the design and implementation of Intact. We introduce two key techniques here. One is a route injection-based measurement technique. This allows us to measure the performance of multiple alternative paths simultaneously, which is very important for us to choose the best path for each destination prefix on the internet. Another, we also introduce our online traffic engineering optimization framework. This allows the OSP operator to select the most desirable traffic engineering strategy. For example, an OSP operator may choose to minimize cost under certain performance constraint or minimize performance under certain cost constraint. And we have done extensive evaluation in MSN, which is one of the largest OSP on the internet today. And our results show that we can reduce the cost compared to the default traffic engineering strategy. We can reduce cost by roughly 40% without sacrificing the average latency. And most of this benefit can be realized with very low operation overhead. So first, let me introduce the formulation of the traffic engineering problem in our OSP network. We assume there's a set of user prefixes on the internet, which we want to serve requests and carry traffic to. And the OSP have a set of data centers and a set of external links between the data center and other ISP network. As you can see on this figure, a user request is first mapped to any of the data center. And once the data center is chosen, it can choose one of the external link if the routing table on that external link allow the traffic to that destination. And finally, the traffic is sent back to the user. So therefore, for each user destination prefix, we have a large number of alternative paths. And our goal is to assign each user prefix to a particular data center and an external link. And we call a T strategy a collection of such assignments for each user prefix. And of course, all this route assignment has to conform to the link capacity constraint. And also, it has to satisfy the route availability constraint. Because at each egress point of the OSP network, depending on the business relationship between the OSP and the ISP, the ISP may only be willing to carry traffic to a certain portion of the internet. So we used round-trip time as our major performance measure. This is because many of the services provided by OSP are latency insensitive. Examples include search, email, online maps. And we consider round trip time because many of the applications, when they communicate between user and the service, it involves actually not just one round trip. Depending on the application and amount of traffic, so sometimes it can involve tens of round trip between the user and the service just to satisfy one user request. And that means even a small increment in the network latency can actually amount to hundreds of millisecond delay between the user and the services. To quantify cost, we simply calculate cost for each link based on the price of the link and times the charging volume of that link. And we'll explain how do we calculate the charging volume later. Note that we actually ignore the internal traffic cost, and we only focus on the external traffic cost. This is because Many of the OSPs, they either own or lease the backbone links between the data centers. Therefore, each month, they only involve either little or some fixed amount of recurring cost. And this cost is independent from the traffic volume traversing the link. Therefore, we only focus on the transit cost here. So one of the important issues when we try to select the best traffic engineering strategy is to we need to, because for each destination prefix, as we have seen before, there are a large number of different alternative paths. Therefore, we have to know the performance of each alternate path before we can decide which path is the best. So one of the key problems here is we have to measure the performance of multiple alternate paths simultaneously. And we introduce a technique based on route injection to achieve this goal. So we want to measure this performance of multiple alternative paths without disrupting the existing traffic. Because if we just simply reroute the traffic from the default path to alternate path, that alternate path may have worse performance than the default, and the user traffic will be disrupted. And although there have been a variety of existing work about how to predict the performance of round-trip time between two endpoints on the internet, but all of this existing work is about how to predict the latency of the default path instead of any alternate path. Therefore, we introduced a route injection-based technique to do this, and I use a simple example to demonstrate that. So in this figure, the data center is at the bottom, and you can see a yellow box there, and there are two alternative paths between the data center and a user in a /24 prefix. The green path currently is the default path, and the red dotted path is the alternative path, which is not being actively used. So we use a route injector, which is set up as peering session between the route injector and every router in the OSP network. And we first pick one IP address in the /24 prefix. And then we install a special /32 route from the route injector to the router. Basically, this /32 route forces the traffic to that IP address. Will go through the alternate path rather than the default path. So because of the longest prefix matching rule, any data plane probes to that specific IP address in the /32 space will follow the alternate path rather than the default path. The rest of the traffic will still go through the default path. So in this way, we can measure the performance of two alternate paths simultaneously. And if we want to measure more than one alternate path, we can simply find multiple live IP addresses within that space and probe each of them. So if we, for each particular possible traffic engineering strategy, we can calculate an aggregate cost and aggregate performance. And if we plot all these possible T strategies on a 2D plane, they will end up, you can see there will be one dot correspond to each possible T strategy. Consider there are n prefix on the internet, and suppose there are m alternate paths for each prefix. We will end up with m to the n dots on this 2D plane. But although there are exponential number of choice here, actually we are only interested in a subset of this T strategy, which form the lower left boundary of this area. And we call each point on this boundary an optimal T strategy, which means we cannot find another T strategy which beat the optimal T strategy both in performance and in cost. So although actually there are still multiple T strategies fall onto this T optimal T strategy curve, and each point on this curve is correspond to a particular cost and performance trade-off. And we want to select one T strategy which satisfies the high-level objective of OSP operator. So a simple way to choose a point on this curve would be like the operator may say that I want to minimize cost under certain performance constraint, or I want to minimize performance under certain cost constraint. However, sometimes an OSP operator may desire an even more complicated trade-off between performance and cost. An operator may say that I'm willing to reduce latency as long as the cost of reducing the latency reduction is less than $1,000. And to find a point correspond to such strategy, what we can do is to we can walk along this curve from the right to the left until we hit a point where the slope of the curve corresponds to a K, which is the amount of money the OSP operator is willing to pay to reduce latency by 1 millisecond. So many of the OSP today, they use the P95 charting model to calculate the traffic cost. But optimizing the P95 cost online is very sophisticated, and most of the existing solution does not scale to a large network. Therefore, what we do here is we choose to optimize the short-term cost within like each traffic engineering window. Let's call it like 20 minutes or an hour window. And our hope is that by consistently reducing cost in each T window over the long term, we can reduce the P95 cost. And in the result, we are going to show that this assumption is actually true. So by making this assumption, we can reduce the T optimization problem into an integer linear programming problem. And we choose to first find a fractional solution to this integer linear programming problem, and then convert this integer solution, the fractional solution, into an integer solution by using our greedy algorithm. So the next thing I'm going to explain is how do we find the entire optimal strategy curve. What we can do here is we can first find a lower bound of the performance. Let's say we choose to 1/10 of the latency of the default T strategy as the lower bound. And similarly, we can find an upper bound. And then we can basically increment the performance from the lower bound to the upper bound at very small increment. And for each such latency constraint, we do an optimization to find the minimum cost correspond to that latency constraint. And we continue to do this. And finally, we collect all these points to find the entire optimal strategy curve. So here's the architecture of the in-text system we built. We take three type of inputs, the net flow data, routing tables, and also the capacity and price of the every external link. First, from the net flow data, we can find an naive IP address for each prefix. And then the route injector will inject n-1 /32 routes into the network so that we can probe multiple alternate paths simultaneously. And this allows us to get the round trip time of all the alternate paths for each prefix. From the net flow data, we can also get the per prefix traffic volume information. And finally, all this information is combined together to produce the optimal T strategy. So we use the data from MSN Network, one of the largest OSP today, to evaluate our system. And we currently use 11 data centers that are spread across Europe, US, and Asia Pacific. And in MSN Network, we peer with more than 1,000 external links. Many of these links are actually free. So we make one key assumption in our evaluation, which is the traffic and performance do not change with different T strategy. This is because we cannot directly manipulate the traffic inside the network besides injecting the /32 IP address. We can only simulate the effect of our long default T strategy. Therefore, we have to assume that the cost and the traffic volume and the performance to each prefix is the same under the default and non-default T strategy. We select 6,000 destination prefixes from roughly 3,000 ASs to study. And these 6,000 prefixes represent the high volume prefix in the MSN network. They account for roughly 26% of the total traffic volume. This means optimizing traffic for this prefix is going to have both big impact on performance and cost. We also verify that these 6,000 prefixes are at the single location prefixes, and we can deal with the multi-location prefixes by splitting them into single location prefixes. And another thing we check is this 6,000 high-volume prefix are actually representative of all the prefix in the network, because the performance and the cost of all the alternate paths to the 6,000 prefixes are quite similar to that of the rest of the prefixes. So here we show the benefits of using intact traffic engineering compared with the default. The dot here represents the x-axis is the weighted average RTT of a TE strategy. And the weight of each prefix is the traffic volume of that prefix. And the y-axis is the P95 cost we calculate during the entire evaluation period. And the first thing we can see that the red dot corresponds to the intact TE strategy. There is a big gap between the default and intact TE strategy. This means actually we can reduce the traffic cost by roughly 40% without sacrificing the average latency. So we also devised two other alternative strategies. One of we minimize cost without considering performance. The other is we simply minimize the latency without considering cost. And what we can see here, there is a very huge range of traffic performance trade-off in the network. And if we simplify, try to minimize cost, we can reduce cost to almost zero because many of the peering link in our network is free. But this comes with the expense that we inflate the round trip time by more than 30 milliseconds. And another extreme, if we simply minimize the latency, we can reduce latency by roughly 2 milliseconds, which is negligibly small. But at the same time, we increase the cost by over 50%. So as we can see, neither of these schemes are reasonable. But in comparison, the strategy chosen by Intact fall within a sweet spot between these two extremes. So next, let's look at where the cost saving come from. So we classify all the prefixes into five categories. So in the first category, the path chosen by Intact is the same as the default TE strategy. This accounts for 88% of the prefixes. And for 1.7% of the prefix, Intact choose a cheaper and shorter path compared to the default. As a result, this resulting both some reduction in average latency and the total cost. For 0.1% of the prefix, Intact actually choose a more expensive and longer path. But because the number of prefix is so small, we can ignore the effect of this. And the most interestingly, as we can see, for roughly 10% of the prefixes, Intact choose either a cheaper but longer path or a more expensive but shorter path. So this indicates Intact actually making some intelligent performance cost trade-off. And if we look closer, for 4.6% of the prefix, Intact actually choose a path which is more expensive, but at the same time, it can help to reduce latency. But this decision will free up some capacity over certain egress link. And as a result, for the rest of the 5.5% of the prefix, they can use this free capacity to significantly reduce cost with some moderate increase in performance. So on average, you will see the performance is roughly the same under the default and Intact, but the cost reduction is significant. So considering the complexity in making this performance cost trade-off, and also because, as you can imagine, the performance and the traffic volume of the network is continually evolving over time. So a TE automation scheme is really important for select the optimal strategy. So to conclude, as we have seen, TE optimization in an OSP network is very unique compared to the traditional TE. Because an OSP network have multiple data centers, a large number of external links, and there are dependency between different prefixes. Therefore, we need a scalable solution to make dedicated balance between performance and cost. And we have introduced Intact, which is the first online TE scheme for an OSP network. And we can reduce cost by roughly 40% without increasing average latency. And although I didn't show here, but we also have done evaluation to show that these benefits can be realized with relatively low operational overhead. So this is the end of the talk. I'm free to take questions.
Go Huang from Rice University. I wonder if you have considered the traffic overhead for this, doing all these probes.
So the traffic overhead, can you be more specific?
I mean, so you have to probe multiple alternative paths for each prefix in the internet, right?
Right.
You have mentioned you have 300K prefix, and you need to probe multiple paths for each prefix.
Right.
And how often do you do these probes for each prefix, and how often do you do the traffic engineering, right?
Right.
I don't know if you have this kind of statistics for this forehead.
So do you mean the measurement cost?
Yeah, bandwidth cost, also the money.
So I didn't show in the slide, we have done measurement, we have calculated the measurement cost, which is negligible. There are two reasons to this. First, we don't have to probe from every data center. Actually, if we just probe from the two nearest data center, we can get the same benefit and using all the data center. And second, we don't have to probe a lot of alternate paths for each prefix. We can only measure like two or three alternate paths is sufficient. And another thing is we don't have to do traffic engineering at a very fine granularity. We find that we can make a decision every an hour is pretty sufficient. So adding all these factors together, the measurement cost is negligible.
So roughly, what's kind of...
I would say it's under 1 megabit per second from each data center.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, we have the number in the paper.
Hitesh Palani, MSR. I had a couple of quick questions. You mentioned a couple of times in the talk that there's 300,000 prefixes, which obviously increases the search space. And I was wondering if you considered taking advantage of works where you aggregate these prefixes. For instance, BGP atoms, wherein you realize that while the number of prefixes which have actual distinct paths is actually an order of magnitude less, if not more, because that would significantly reduce the space over which you're doing the optimization. Is that true?
So even we haven't considered the prefix aggregation yet, but there are multiple factors determining the total number of prefixes. One of them is the multi-location prefix. Even a prefix is have the same BGP paths in the table, but if it can spread across multiple different geographic locations, that means we have to choose different paths for each of these prefix. So that, in fact, I would say the actual number of prefix we have to probe is even larger than 300K.
Okay. And the second question was that you've done this root injection work to determine performance, and that's kind of cool and fancy. But it seems to me that if you're a decent-sized online service provider, you should be able to get performance measurements without actual root injection, in the sense that if there's a client from a particular prefix, obviously, because of BGP, I'm going to use the default path,
right.
But I'm pretty sure there's going to be a client of a different prefix using a path that would provide me with information about alternative paths for the original prefix, essentially using your traffic information that you currently have for performance prediction instead of actual root injection in the control plane. Does that make sense?
So I think you can get some benefit by exploring this path diversity of two different prefixes. We haven't done a thorough study of how many alternative paths can be covered by looking just passively sniffing the traffic to different prefixes on the internet, but I think that's certainly an interesting option to consider.
Yeah, I can talk about it offline, but I'm pretty sure, based on my experience, that for a decent-sized online service provider, you should be able to make a very good performance prediction without actual control plane modification. But I'll get back to you on that. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.